Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia is claiming it has won control of Ukraine's eastern city of Bakhmut after a grinding nine-month conflict in which thousands of fighters have died. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ukrainian military leaders say the battle is not over for Bakhmut. Ukrainian officials acknowledge they now control only a small part of Bakhmut, but say their fighters' presence has played a key role in their strategy of exhausting the Russian military. And they say their current positions and surrounding areas will let them strike back inside Bakhmut while Ukrainian forces are making significant advances just outside the 400-year-old city, chipping away at Russia's northern and southern flanks with the aim of encircling Russian fighters inside. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The war in Ukraine is high on the agenda as EU foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday, with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba scheduled to speak. Before the European Union meeting, Dutch Foreign Minister Wopke Hoekstra told reporters the issue of supplying Ukraine with advanced fighter jets will likely be discussed. But Hoekstra said after U.S. President Joe Biden at the recent G7 summit expressed support for a joint Allied fighter jet training program, they should not wait to begin training pilots.
The decision we've now made is make sure we train pilots so that we are able, if we would decide to send fighter jets, that they're already prepared. But that is a separate decision that we're not discussing today.
Ukrainian officials said Monday Russian forces used missiles and drones to carry out overnight attacks in the Dnipropetrovsk region, leaving buildings damaged and at least 8 people injured. In a post to his Telegram social media account, regional governor Serhiy Lysak said the damage included residential buildings and vehicles. This is VOA News. Papua New Guinea signed a defense pact with the United States Monday, giving U.S. forces access to its airfields and ports as Washington vies with China's expanding influence in the South Pacific region. Speaking to reporters following the signing of the agreement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked about the ways it will help the U.S. and Papua New Guinea, or PNG, militaries work together.
Under this agreement, our forces will be able to board one another's vessels, share technical expertise, and ultimately better patrol the seas together, which is vital to protecting livelihoods for generations to come. The agreement will also make it easier for PNG and U.S. forces to train together in new ways and in more places.
The U.S.-PNG agreement is seen as a U.S. hedge against China's growing influence in the region. Washington has growing concerns about China's efforts to woo nations with an array of diplomatic and financial incentives in return for strategic support. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel met South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul on Monday to discuss ways to strengthen their bilateral ties as the two sides mark 60 years of EU-South Korean diplomatic relations this year. As the talks began Monday, von der Leyen talked about some of the areas in which the EU and South Korea can work together.
I think our discussions today will lay the foundations for closer ties to build a more secure and prosperous future for our people. And I hope today we will take important steps forward to strengthen our relations in the green, health and digital areas.
South Korean President Yoon, in his remarks, expressed his respect for EU solidarity in its support of Ukraine against Russia's invasion. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus Monday urged countries to carry out reforms needed to prepare for the next pandemic and also honor previous commitments to boost financing for the UN Health Agency. Speaking at the WHO's annual health assembly weeks after announcing the end of the global emergency status for the global 19 pandemic, the agency's director general said it was time to advance negotiations on preventing the next one.
We cannot kick this can down the road. If we do not make the changes that must be made, then who will? And if we do not make them now, and when? When the next pandemic comes knocking, and it will, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively, and equitably.
The 10-day annual World Health Assembly in Geneva coincides with the body's 75th anniversary and is set to address global health challenges, including future pandemics. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This